All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the High Star Ranch Infrastructure Financing District. Today's May 12th, 2026. It's 2:04 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and recording, we'll start with the board. George, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Yep, this is George Wright.
Mitch Burton.
Mike Brady.
This is Brendan Campbell from Pinnacle Consulting.
And Derek Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, we have board meeting minutes from our February 6th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes, I have, and we've circulated. So yes, thank you. They look great.
Okay. Could I get a motion to approve then, George?
Yeah, I'd like to bring a motion.
Oh, you just died, Jordan. I'll bring a motion to, forgot what we're doing.
To approve the minutes.
To approve the minute meetings in February.
Great. Thanks, Mitch.
A second.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, I am going to turn the time over to Brendan. He's going to walk through. And Brendan, if you just want to cover the expenditures and the quarterly statements, then we'll take a motion and then get into the tentative budget. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Right. On your screen, you should be able to see the payment detail report.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. As part of our quarterly financial report, as Michael mentioned, we'll do a couple of things. One being we will walk through or display all of the payments that have been made over the prior quarter, as well as the financial statements. So on your screen is the payment detail report that shows all of the activity that cash that left our accounts or was paid out of our district accounts in Q1. Really, all of this activity happened within probably 24 hours of bond closing. But what you can see on the top of the screen, I'll make sure it's a little bit bigger. This is our construction account, our construction fund. And so these are the funds that are restricted for project costs. You can see that there were six requisitions that were provided to the trustee and a total of $46,578,866 were paid. And these were all requisitions that were processed in benefit of High Star Ventures 2025 LLC. And these would be for payment of public improvements or infrastructure. And then moving down from there, we have our cost of issuance fund. So the cost of issuance fund are payments to vendors, reimbursements to or payments to vendors for services relative to the issuance of the bonds. And so you can see the various vendors there totaling $622,892.67. So these are largely attorneys, trustees, just all those folks that helped get the bond issuance to the finish line and got those bonds issued. Any questions on the payments that were made by the district last quarter?
No.
Great. All right, so we'll jump over to the financial statements. So the financial statements, ultimately you have three funds. You have your general fund, which has your administrative costs, your debt service fund, which has your debt repayment related costs and revenues, and then also your capital projects fund, which has all of the project related costs. So we'll walk through each of these funds. What I will note is the left-hand column is your budget. We have not adopted a budget yet. In fact, later this meeting, we're going to go over a tentative budget. So I'm not going to walk through that column right now, but that is there as a reference point so that you can see what we will be proposing as a budget. and what our expectations will be. But that's not a final budget, so those numbers might adjust a little. But then we have in the middle column your actual activity, and that is representative of all financial activity in the first quarter. And then that right-hand column is just a variance between that tentative budget and the actual activity. So starting here with the general fund, again, this is our fund where we have our administrative costs. What you'll note in revenues at the top, we didn't have any. The bonds closed in March, and so we didn't have any interest income or anything in the month of March, just because of the timing and the limited activity. And similarly with the expenditures, because we issued the bonds in March, we didn't have any invoices from vendors for the month of March. And you'll see those start to come in April, May, and June, but we didn't have any through the end of March. But the activity that we did have, if you look at the other sources and uses near the bottom, there was a transfer in from another fund of $165,000 and $165,020. Those were monies that were set aside at bond closing to cover administrative costs for the first few years as the assessments are being collected. And so, because of that, we did have that transfer in from the bond issuance that occurred in the general fund. So it's really a transfer from the, sorry, it occurred in the capital fund. And so you see a transfer when we get down to the capital fund, you'll see that money come out of the capital fund and it just comes up here to the general fund to cover those administrative costs. So that money will be here and for our use. Any questions there?
No.
Okay. So then we'll drop down to the debt service fund. Similarly, you're not going to see a lot of activity. Up in the revenue, we have no interest income or any other type of revenues. Bond interest payments, they are on a June 1st, December 1st cycle. So as of March 31st, no activity had happened. Then the other sources and uses, similarly to the general fund, at bond closing, certain monies were set aside for capitalized interest and required debt service reserves. Those are pledged and required to pay down the bonds. And so there was $27,828,750 that was transferred to the debt service fund at bond closing. And all of those monies are held with the trustee. Again, you'll start to see that activity in the future, but to date, limited activity. Any questions there?
No.
Okay. And then we end with the capital projects fund. So the capital projects fund, as I mentioned, this is the fund where we see the bond issuance, but this is also where we see the payments for the public improvements, or we refer to it as capital outlay. I'm going to start at the other sources and uses down here in the bottom section. You'll see that the bond proceeds, so the bonds were issued with a par amount of $104,495,000. So you see that money come in. Then we have our cost of issuance, which was roughly 2.7 million. And then we have transfers to other fund, and that transfers to the other fund is inclusive of what we saw come in to the previous funds, the debt service fund and the general fund. And that left the net sources and uses number of 73,788,000. That's available for the project. And then if you go up to the capital outlay, you can see through the end of the first quarter that the district had spent roughly $46.5 million in capital outlay. And so those monies have been paid out. And that leaves us, if you look here at the bottom or near the bottom, this ending fund balance number that shows that as of March 31st, the district had an additional or remaining $27,209,570 for project costs. So that is all the activity for the first quarter of the Capital Projects Fund. Any questions there?
Nope.
All right. So that is the present financial reports presentation for today, Michael. I'll turn the time back over to you.
Okay. So,
Thank
board, what
you,
I would
Brandon.
need then, if
You
there's no
bet.
other questions, George, did you have a question?
Oh, just saying thank you to Brandon.
Oh, okay. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financials and the quarterly expenditures.
Okay. I'd like to bring a motion forward to accept the quarterly financials and accept the expenditures for Q1 of the infrastructure bond or infrastructure district.
Thanks, George.
Second.
Bye.
I'll give that to Mike, Mitch. He beat you
You got
barely.
it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Brendan, budget.
All right. Should not have stopped sharing, so I will go back to share. All right. We're back on those financials. So right now, what we're accomplishing today is in accordance with Utah statutory requirements. As a government entity, we have to adopt a budget, and that has two parts to it. Well, it has multiple parts to it, but two board meeting related parts to it, I'll say that. So today, right now, we are approving a tentative budget, which is giving the public the opportunity to see what you're thinking, what you want that budget to be. And this tentative budget will become publicly available. And then no sooner than 7 days from now, we will have a public hearing, which will invite the public to come and comment on the budget. And then at that point in time, you would approve a final budget, which that final budget then becomes the adopted or final budget, and we then submit that to the state. So the numbers that are being presented today, again, they're tentative. We can make any changes that you all would deem necessary, and then we make those approvals. All right, I'll start at the Capital Projects Fund, really where the action happened with the bond issuance. And again, we're going to be focusing on that left-hand column, that tentative budget. And we'll start at that other sources and uses. So the first line item there is bond proceeds. We already know what that number is. We know what we issued. And so we have that $104,495,000 in the closing documents of the bonds. There is a cost of issuance amount that was set aside or identified. And so that's what we plugged into this tentative budget. And then there was also identified how much would be transferred up to the general fund and the debt service fund. And so that's what we have plugged into this tentative budget. So while they're estimated numbers, the reality is they're based on actual activity and actual documents. And so that 73,761,330. And so what we've done with that is budgeted that the district would spend all of those monies in 2026. Now, that does not mean that you have to spend the money in 2026, but that would allow you to spend all of the money legally within 2026 because you have appropriately budgeted for that. And then, in addition to that, moving up, there will be monies that are held with the trustee. There are monies that are being held with the trustee. So there will be some interest income on that. And so we budgeted an estimated number of $675,000 of interest income. Any question on those budget numbers?
No.
All right, we will jump up to the debt service fund. So we'll start under that other sources and uses category here in the middle. You can see that transfer in. Again, that was based on the closing documents of the bonds at $27,828,000. We do have the bond repayment schedule, and the district is scheduled to make bond interest payments of $4,843,779 in 2026. So we put that in as a bond interest expense. And then, as we have reserves in place, we will be earning interest on that. And we estimated roughly $800,000 in interest income for 2026. Any questions there?
No.
Nope.
All right. And then moving up. Finally, we have our general fund, which is our administrative expenses. Under the other sources and uses category there in the middle, you can see that set aside at the bonds in the bond documents of $165,000. The bonds do allow for $50,000 with a, I think it's 2 or 3% escalator of it for administrative costs. And so we put in a placeholder budget of $50,000 based on the bond documents. Ultimately, don't anticipate that we will spend all of that money this year. For example, we do have a placeholder for an audit. We don't need an audit this year. That will start next year because we just issued the bonds this year. So we wanted to paint the picture of what to expect out of the administrative fund, but that doesn't mean that that's what we will spend this year just because of the timing of the bond issuance. But this is generally what you would anticipate seeing each year, around $50,000 budget to cover your accounting costs, audit costs, insurance, and your legal and district management. And then, in addition to that, because we do have those funds already pre-funded and in interest-bearing accounts, we estimated $5,000 of interest income up in the revenue section. All right, any questions there?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Well, that is the presentation of the tentative 2026 budget.
Okay.
Okay. Outstanding.
All right. So here's what I need. We're going to take a motion in just a sec, but everybody break out your calendars. So, as Brendan said, we need to have a public hearing to adopt the final budget. So,
Okay.
we have to wait at least a week because we need 7 days to post. So, let's look at next week. When do you guys have available? Do you have any time Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
Thursday and Friday, I can make time any of those days. Wednesday's a non-starter. My oldest daughter is going to be graduating high school, and so it's going to be a very busy day.
I'm glad you have your priority straight.
Thursday, George, I have my third daughter graduating high school. So I'm out on that day too.
Nice.
So maybe
So
Friday.
Friday, yeah, Friday mid-morning.
Now, if you guys need to push it to the following week, that's okay.
Friday's wide open for me.
So Friday's good.
Yeah,
Mitch, you
Friday
good
works for me.
Friday?
I mean,
Yeah.
and this is how long? I mean, this is like another 20, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be
Yep. Won't
terrible. So,
take.
not a problem.
Literally, it'll be just the public hearing and adopting the final budget. So 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah, that works.
22nd, correct?
It
22nd.
is.
Yeah, name your poison. And I don't have anybody graduating.
I know, neither do I. Mine are all done. Hey, give me a time, George.
Why don't we do say 11 o'clock?
That's the number I was thinking.
Perfect.
Mike, that works for you too.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So then the
Perfect.
motion that I would need would be to approve the tentative budget and set the public hearing date for May 22nd at 11 a.m.
Okay, then I'd like to bring a motion forward to accept the tentative budget and set a public hearing for May 22nd at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Perfect. Thanks, George.
No,
Second.
I'm letting Mike do it.
Yep.
All right, so we'll give it to Mike again, Mitch,
Okay.
since you're kind of a slacker today, apparently.
I'm
All
sorry.
right. All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, last thing I have on the agenda is we need to look at a board meeting schedule. So the state requires us to post an annual meeting schedule. So we'll have the five meetings a year. So basically four of them that'll cover the four quarters. And then in January or in December, excuse me, we will have the final budget. So that will be the extra fifth one. So November and December, we'll push the third quarter to November and then adopt the final budget in December. So is there a time? And we typically will do it. Christy, keep me on.
I already sent out a schedule.
Okay. What did we come up with?
Let me see if I can pull it up. It was attached to the count to the meeting today.
I did not see that, so I apologize.
Sorry, I gotta get in here and take a look at how we set that up. So we have, so it's starting in August, it will be held on the second Tuesday of the month each quarter at 2. So there'll be one on August 11th, November 10th, and December 8th. And I will send out invites if those, if at 2 o'clock will work for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
that's
does
great.
it work for everybody?
August 11th at 2 o'clock bond call, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the other date in December?
November 10th.
November 10th.
And
Well,
then
let's go to
December
the
8th.
13th. Well, then I'll celebrate my birthday and George can buy us all treats.
Ooh,
Yeah.
that actually sounds tempting. So November 10th and then December 8th. Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
Works for me,
That's
November
great.
10th.
Brendan, that work for you guys?
Was the time or December on what was
Two
the date?
o'clock. December 8th at 2.
Eight.
All of
Okay.
these will be at 2.
Yeah, I caught that part. All right. All
Yep,
right.
those times work.
Okay, perfect. So what I need then is a motion to approve the annual meeting schedule as proposed.
And bring a motion forward to approve the annual meetings as just discussed.
Perfect. Thanks, George.
Second.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Brendan, do you have anything? Tyler, anything?
I do not.
Yeah, I've got I'll be circulating to the board.
Oh, yes.
The
Talk about
new
that. Sorry, Tyler.
No, you're good. I don't have my computer handy, so I can't share my screen, but the Utah State Legislature recently passed a statute requiring that all board members and officers of public entities fill out the same disclosures that they do. They wanted to share the love with you guys. So I'll be circulating that here this afternoon with along with the ones that you previously filled out. The new ones are more detailed. As you might recall, the prior ones that you guys already filled out only had four or five questions. One's significantly more detailed, asking about if you own a company. It asks information about your spouse. If you guys can fill it out in the next week or two, that'd be great. This will replace all other disclosures that you guys have to do. And this will become an annual thing. So we'll circulate this in December every year. And something we can look forward to at the beginning of the year every year. So with that, I will pass it back to Mike.
Yeah, so I don't know why they did it, but literally every county, city, special district, anybody on those boards have to do this specific one now. And it does not need to be notarized like the previous one, but and if you remember, just disclose and then there's no issues. You guys can vote, you guys can talk about anything. The key in Utah's disclosure. So if you have a question, just disclose and then you're able to still vote, participate, do all of that stuff. But
Great. Sounds
yeah.
good.
All right. So that is the last thing that we needed. So do you guys have anything for us that you need us to work on?
No, sir.
Okay. So George, I'm going to on the quarterly report just list that nothing's changed since the closing. Are you good with that then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll shoot that over for you to sign and then get
Okay.
that turned in. So, okay, if there's
All
nothing
right.
else, just a motion to adjourn then.
All right. I'd like to bring a motion forward to adjourn this infrastructure district meeting.
Thanks, George.
Second.
Thanks, Mike. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay. Thanks, guys. See you in what, a week and a half or so?
Sounds
Okay.
good. Thanks, all.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,